Dear Editor, I am writing to express deep concern over the current government policies regarding homelessness and drug addiction, and to challenge the prevailing narrative that these issues are isolated from broader economic and social policies. It is time we acknowledge the direct links between homelessness, drug addiction, mass immigration, and the skyrocketing costs of real estate and rent. Our cities all across this nation are facing an unprecedented housing crisis, exacerbated by a mass influx of immigrants, many of whom require government-assisted housing. While compassionate immigration policies may appear vital and are often stated as such, they clearly and demonstrably put the focus and priority on non-Canadians as opposed to the welfare of Canadians. This unchecked increase in population without corresponding investment in affordable housing and infrastructure has led to a massive increase in demand, pricing out lower-income citizens, including seniors, and forcing many onto the streets. At the same time, real estate speculation and corporate ownership of rental properties have driven up housing costs, leaving even gainfully employed individuals struggling to secure stable housing. Furthermore, government policies promoting so-called harm reduction strategies, such as safe injection sites and decriminalization of hard drugs, have had the unintended consequence of exacerbating addiction and crime in affected areas. Instead of providing long-term rehabilitation and recovery programs, these policies normalize and facilitate destructive behaviors, turning previously productive individuals and hence once thriving neighborhoods into open-air drug markets where law-abiding citizens feel unsafe and abandoned. It is time for our leaders to reassess their approach. We must prioritize policies that support our citizens, rather than implementing top-down ideological programs that fail in practice and have for decades. This means addressing housing affordability through responsible immigration management, which may mean a temporary moratorium on immigration, ending real estate speculation, enforcing drug laws, and redirecting funds toward meaningful rehabilitation and life skills programs that offer a true path to recovery. I urge your publication to critically examine these interconnected crises and demand accountability from policymakers. The status quo is failing, and we must demand better for our communities, our economy, and our future. Sean O'Donohue, Walnut Grove.